Hello, everybody.
It is Jordana Baracha from Drink It In _ Jordana. I have a podcast called Drink It In. You can listen to it wherever you listen to your podcast. We're now in season 7 called The Bonus Round. I also on Instagram and on Facebook, I put out weekly videos that are connected to the Torah portion called Drink It In. And there are other beautiful posts that I put out. And another favorite of mine is speaking for sheer enjoyment. If you ever want to sponsor a class, please listen to those prompts in the beginning. Contact shareenjoyment.com. If you ever miss the class, feel free to go to shareenjoyment.com and you will find different classes I've given over the past year or so. So here we go. So excited. So this is like the third, if I'm not mistaken, the third in the series of Rise Above. But I want to talk to you about Rise Above because we're going to end it this week. We're ending Rise Above this week, because hopefully then we'll get into a new Sefer Bamidbar. I wanted to talk about the new month, the new Hebrew month that's coming our way, called the month of Sivan. We're entering this Hebrew month and has a huge, big event within the month, central event that takes place in this month. It's probably the most well-known recorded event, I would say, and that is when Hashem gives us the Torah to all the Jews on Har Sinai. First of all, I just want to mention how I love when it speaks about Behar Sinai. Quite often in Pirkei Avot, it says Behar Sinai. It never says Al Har Sinai. It doesn't say on. It says within Har Sinai. Because there's a beautiful message, as we all might have recalled from when we were younger kids, how the mountain Sinai was smaller than all the other mountains. And everybody wanted to be the one to have the Torah given on them. And God chose Har Sinai because it was smaller than the rest. Because when we are going to be receptive to Torah, we need to have a humble disposition. A humble disposition is crucial in order to accept the Torah, because if you don't leave space over, then there's no room for God. And so if there's no room for God, there's no room for the Torah. So this mountain symbolizes the humility and humbleness that we should all have. Now it's the third month in the Hebrew calendar. If you're going to begin counting with Nisan, obviously when we in modern day times, we count with Tishrei, but if we go according to the Torah's calendar, it goes Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. And there's something special about the number 3 in the Torah, and number 3 in reference to Judaism. First of all, Moshe, he was the third child in his family. The Jews, before they even get the Torah, they have a 3-day process of preparing for receiving of the Torah. The 3 days right before Vav Sivan, Hashem divides us up into 3 groups. We have Yisrael, we have Levi, and we have the Kohanim. We even have the 3 Avot, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So there happens to be a mystical connection to the number 3, and the mystical connection is really the word truth, but it's not truth in the sense of how we would define it. It's more like harmony. That's a perfect example or perfect definition of what this truth is. And it's interesting because if I just spoke about the Avot and how we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, how Yaakov is the third of the Avot. Yaakov's Midah is that of truth because really he's harmonizing and a combination of Avraham and a combination of Yitzchak, in the sense of Avram was all about the potential and the greatness of Ben Adam L'Chavero, man to man, his chesed. Yitzchak was about the potential of a man, Ben Adam L'Makom. He was Tiferet, Gevura. He was to be sacrificed on Har Moriah. He was on the level of a korban, purely spiritual existence. And then comes Yaakov, who puts the two together. It's a harmony of the two, and we get Yaakov, which is the third of the Avot, and he represents Emet, harmony and truth. And now the Maharal does something beautiful with this. The Maharal explains that we as human beings, we don't have a full picture, right? When we look at the world we live in, we don't have a full picture. We have the past, the present, and the future. And in actuality, it also includes all these different realities for us, emotional, physical, mathematical, philosophical, all different aspects. And to have an entire harmony to understand truth, you need the past, present, and future. And we never have, as one person, we don't have that knowledge. So sometimes it's so hard for us to glean. It's so hard for us to get the ultimate truth. And that's where it's connected to the month of Sivan. We're human. We're mortals. We don't have this vision of the future. And sometimes we don't know everything that happened in the past. We're living in the present. But at Har Sinai, in the month of Sivan, that third month, we had this transcendent truth. It came above time and space. When did this transcendent truth come, this real truth? Only when we were at Har Sinai, when we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. We were on a totally different plane, totally different level. We were able to hear Hashem when he gave over the Aseret HaDibur, he gave over the Torah. From this perspective, we can understand a little bit. Then the number three, the Baal tells us to imagine, hopefully you could follow this thought, to imagine a link chain, right? A chain with all these links. When you hold it up, that first link touches the second link. The second one touches both the first link and the third one. The third one touches the second one, but not the first one. So the third link is the first in a series that doesn't have any connection to the first one. So the number three is symbolizing something new, but not disconnected. So what we're saying here, the Maharal is the Hebrew word called nivdal, new but not disconnected, like separated but not. And what in this process of receiving the Torah, when Moshe, being that third child of his family, and he's connected to our heritage, it's also interesting, just a side note, when we have in the Torah, Hashem calls Avram's name twice, Avram, Avram, then he calls Yaakov, 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 and then Moshe, the third person in the Torah, Hashem says Moshe, Moshe. Just a side note. So this month of Sivan is connected historically to Nisan, right? So Sivan is connected to Nisan, but there's a month in between. So it would be Nisan is the first link, Iyar is the second, and Sivan is the third. So the Sivan is when the Jews step beyond their physical freedom. So Nisan was my physical freedom. And now Sivan is I'm taking that physical freedom, that liberation, and I'm taking it one step further. I'm bringing something new, something totally spiritually new. And that's where the Maharal comes and says, that's the Nivdal. I'm connected, but I'm new. I'm part of the process, but I'm also able now to go beyond that process. Okay, it's like really deep today, guys. I hope you're following me. So it's not only that receiving the Torah is the ultimate nivdal, it's connected and then new. It's a commitment to go beyond what's in front of us immediately. The Torah, Matan Torah, the given Torah is vivid. It's seemingly real. And to get to that transcendent, inclusive picture, it is the essence of our truth. So it's really, really important to try to incorporate this message that I'm connected to my past, but yet I'm not stuck in the past. I can rise above what I'm living, and I could add on new dimensions to it. And that's why it's so amazing. Oh, another three is the three Shalosh Regalim. We have the three pilgrimage festivals. You have Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, where everybody would trek in ancient times, would trek to Yerushalayim. Each one had its own Megillah, each one narrating a specific story and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shavuot, which is coming up very soon, we're going to read Megillat Rut, who's this, talks about the Moabit princess, who left everything that was safe and familiar to her to then travel on with her mother-in-law to Israel, to a life that was not necessarily going to be so comfortable, but she felt it was going to give her her spiritual truth. It was going to give her that sense of harmony. And that's why it's so pertinent that this story of Megillat Rut is also a continuation of a chain, a link. She has a little bit of her past, but she's going one step further. She's understanding, she has that sense of humility, like the mountain, her Sinai, and she's moving closer and closer to her new self. So that's really about the month of Sivan. I hope you enjoyed understanding the different links and the number three, how it connects to the month of Sivan, how we should be connected, but always try to be fresh and new and always try to rise above. This is Jordana Baracha from DrinkItIn_Jordana. I love learning with you guys. I hope you enjoy. If you ever have any questions, you could reach out to Sheer Enjoyment, or you could even email me directly at jbarachov@gmail.com. You could find me also on my website, jordanatorah.com. You could reach me on Instagram, wherever you feel. I'd love to hear from anyone and everyone, and I'd love to hear your Torah thoughts. Have a great, great, wonderful day.